So we begin the show, as usual, with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and share a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads over the last month. We are going to start things off with you, Vicky.
I'm picking a record that I can't stop playing. I think I play it every day, so that's a pretty good indication that I really like this record. And what's very cool about this artist is that she's a local musician of sorts. She's Colorado-based. Her name's Natalie Tate, and she has made a beautiful record called Broken Open. And from that, the song You Are What You Can't. You know, Natalie has spent time with the band Arclife, guitars and vocals. And Arclife, you know, Colorado band, they've toured with Of Montreal, and they've toured with Gregory Alan Isakoff and with Fox. And so obviously they are a talented band, and you expect the bar to be set high with the players in it, but she's a multi-instrumentalist, keyboards, the beats all through this record. She plays the bass. She recorded some of it in her home. Her voice is just amazing. And quite frankly, I don't want to put somebody else down, but this song reminds me of the reasons I like Sylvan Esso and Feist somewhat. Yep. But when I think about Sylvan Esso, I think Natalie's made the record I was hoping Sylvan Esso was going to make with their second one.
Huh.
And didn't for me. But this one, she explores that terrain beautifully.
I definitely hear the Feist reference.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice is beautiful and really nuanced, I think, the way that she's phrasing things and the melodies that she's writing. It's a great pick. I love this.
Yeah, Natalie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalie. Making us proud to be Coloradan.
Jeff, what have you got for us this month?
I have picked a group called Songhoy Blues, and their new CD is Resistance. And this song is called Sahara, and it features a familiar American voice, a fellow named Iggy Pop.
Going to the Sahara, baby.
Music for Mali. There are so many incredible musicians coming out of Mali, Songhoy Blues, Ali Farka Touré, his son Viu Farka Touré, some incredible musicians. And you know what I really like about Malian music is this direct link to American blues. If you listen to early John Lee Hooker recordings, you will hear the same guitar stylings that you hear with these Mali musicians. It's really an incredible, you know, progression of music through cultures and the ages, really.
I'm not clear on what Iggy Pop's contribution is beyond the intro. We're going to the Sahara, baby.
He shows up a little later in the tune and does
a little... Everything there isn't there, like,
right.
Ain't got no, you
Kentucky
know,
fried chicken,
ain't got no.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, though, Jeff. I think it's why I'm very drawn into bands from Mali. It's those lead guitar mm-hmm. lines are just so striking and engaging. And of course, it's the same thing I love about the blues.
Great pick. Sahara Songhoy Blues featuring Iggy Pop.
Jacob, what are you presenting today at the Musical Roundtable?
Well, my pick is by an artist called Moses Sumney, who has kind of been floating around for a while, releasing EPs and singles, kind of getting buzzed about in various circles from Los Angeles. And he is just about to release in September his first full-length record, Aromanticism. And this is the first single that's come out from that. It's called Doomed.
All I want with inverted tongue, from whence does fulfillment come? When I expel from this mortal shell, will I die for living now? How am I vital if my heart is idle and I do?
That is some confident singing.
No kidding.
I mean, it's right up front and carries the whole thing.
Yep. And the whole song is just this sort of swelling synth and his just incredible voice. And the way that he's kind of foregrounded his voice like that forces you to just sort of analyze all the little cracks and the textures.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
There's a number of these kind of R&B singers who are really mining this vein of total minimalism and, like, how far can we strip this down and still create something compelling, something that draws you in and keeps you there.
Oh, that high falsetto is just... I like those high singing
Me
guys.
Too. This is going to be his first real major label release on Jag Jaguar. And
good label.
I predict it's going to be a real... standout from this year. This is a guy people have been wanting more from for a long time. He's been a sort of darling of everyone from Grizzly Bear to Sufjan Stevens to Solange Knowles, and you know, a lot of people cite him as someone they're really excited about, and he's finally kind of about to make his big debut. So,
oh,
excellent
pick.
Something to
look forward to. Yeah, I'll throw in on that one. I can't wait.
Crawl on me so I can see.
Great picks, you guys. We're all over the table with this round table.
There's good music everywhere. Music makes life better.
You're listening to Aircheck on 91.5 KRCC.